With that, Rose, if you could start the recording, it looks like it is being recorded. And with that, Rose, if you could take roll for us.
Judge Conklin,
Present, thank you.
Judge Gabe,
Here.
Judge Getty, Judge Reinhardt. He stated he would be late, but he will be joining us.
I see him on the screen and is muted at the moment.
Judge Rogan,
Here.
Mr. Finke,
Here.
Mr. Harrigan.
Kevin's there, he's just muted.
Thank you. Mr. Landry.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, President, good afternoon. By the way, I have to part because I have another meeting, AI Task Force, at 12:10, so I'll be here for a few minutes.
Thank you. Judge Conklin, you're muted.
Sorry, my clock was going off. I was trying to keep it quiet. So I think we're all in good shape. I think just about everybody is here. I want to welcome Judge Rogan, who's joining us, I think, for the first time. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride. I'm sure Judge Getty will be with us in just a minute. She's coming over from FMS to FPS. We appreciate her assistance as always. And Kevin Harrigan, good to see you back, Kevin. Always good to have you along. Thank you. And for those members that are still with us and willing to put in the work, we truly do appreciate your time. Couple just preliminary matters I'll take care of right away is the approval of the minutes from the January 8th, 2024 meeting. You have those minutes in your materials. I'd invite a motion to approve.
Yep. Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. As is my practice, rather than calling for a vote, I'll just ask if there's any opposition to the motion. And seeing or hearing no opposition to the motion to approve the minutes, I'll deem those minutes unanimously approved. So we're about to move into a good number of requests for funds held on behalf of. And before we get there, I just want to frame the issue so we're all up to speed. As those of you that are on the committee know and now joining the committee, thanks to the substantial work of Budget Services, Rose, Zlatko, Fran, Donna, everybody else on the team, we revised somewhat the methodology for courts to submit their funds held on behalf of requests that happened in March of 24. The new policy one asks, if at all possible, that representatives from the court be actually on the meeting so they can respond to questions if necessary. It's not an absolute requirement, but we do encourage it. So folks are here for questions. I see there's quite a few of you with us. I'm about to turn to those items and take them in order. I'm actually, with everybody's permission, as soon as we start, David, I'm going to go to Orange County's out of order. Are you present on that, or is there somebody else from your court present?
Yeah, I have Darren Dang, who's going to be speaking to that item. And of course, I would be recusing myself from voting as well.
And we'll just take yours in order anyways.
That's fine.
Keep it in order. I just wanted to give you a chance if you had any comments to make, but since you're recusing yourself, that's fine. Also, this is the first time for these submissions that we've used the new web-based applications, and it seems to have worked out very well. Budget Services staff, as I said before, worked with the trial courts to develop these new online applications based on concerns from those courts. By the way, as I'm speaking, I said Judge Reinhardt has joined us, so we'll show that Judge Reinhardt is present. We received positive feedback from those courts. Specifically, though, everybody contributed. I want to thank the efforts of the Riverside, Kings, and Nevada, as well as Sutter courts, for their participation in the test group. It really made, I think, this process even more efficient, as is reflected by the number of applications we have today. And getting to that, we're going to consider 71 requests today. I think that's a new record from 27 trial courts that total $24 million for fiscal year 23-24 and 1.7 from prior fiscal years, which is allowed under the new process. And this will be submitted to the Judicial Council at its November 24th, 2024 meeting. While it's obviously up to the chief and up to E&P, headed by Justice Hill. Routinely, these have been submitted as consent items before the council. I anticipate that will happen again if for some reason the council asks that it come off the consent agenda to the action agenda, then I'll make an appearance before the council for those purposes, but I'm relatively confident it's going to stay on the consent agenda. So you have all the materials for the new and amended requests. In the past, what we've done is we've presented new requests and then we've transitioned to the amended requests. Based upon Rose's recommendations and her hard work and others, I'm going to modify that a little bit this time. And instead of doing amended and new, I'm just going to go and I'll show, I think Judge Getty, you just joined us. So I see Judge Getty coming in as well. There she is. I appreciate that. So I think we've got everybody. Judge Getty, I was thanking you and the two other new members to FPS for coming in. But I'm now turning to what we're going to do today is we're going to present these alphabetically. So we're just going to go alphabetically by each court. That's also going to benefit those courts that have folks present so they don't have to wait around for a second round of amended requests. If there's any concerns, let me know. Now, for those of you that are new to this committee, the practice generally is, and what I intend to do today, is in summary fashion, present the requests. And when I say summary fashion, I'm simply going to set forth the total amount of the requests and the number of requests. You have in your materials the detail supporting all of those requests. Our experience is that these courts do an admirable job in submitting those applications. It's quite a bit of work, but it does generally provide the information. And I remind you what this is all about. This is courts asking for funds held on behalf of, and I'm generalizing now, for projects that are ongoing. These funds are held by the council for the court's benefit. And as the courts complete their projects at various stages, those funds are released to the courts to pay for the ongoing projects. So this is not new funding, so to speak. This is existing funding. It's aside from the 3%. So this is different from the 3% holdback. This is just another very beneficial tool for the branch to allow these courts to maintain funding for ongoing projects. So starting from the top, I'm going to start off with Amador. Do we have anybody from Amador with us today?
Yes, Andrea Sexton is present on Zoom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thank you so much. So Amador has one request for $2.9 million. It's a new request for funding. Assuming everybody's had an opportunity to review that request, any questions of Amador of their $2.9 million request? And if there's no questions, I would invite a motion.
Yamasaki moves approval.
All right. Move approval that the Amador request be approved. And rule, I think, Chris, I'm going to show you seconded that. Any opposition to the motion to approve the Amador request? Hearing no opposition and seeing a bunch of affirmative nods, I appreciate that. The Amador request is approved. Andrea, thank you so much for your presence. Is there anything you wanted to add now that it's been approved?
No, I appreciate the consideration and we hope to expand the useful life of our building. So thank you very much.
We appreciate your brevity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Conklin?
Yes.
I'm sorry for getting here late. I got a jury deliberating. When the request comes up for Kings County, just show that I'm recusing myself on that request.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you, Judge Reinhart. Turning next to the request from Calaveras County, these are four new requests totaling $242,000 set forth in your material. Do we have a representative from Calaveras with us today? David signing off. David, thank you. It doesn't appear we have a Calaveras representative present. And again, based upon the new policy, we make a strong suggestion they be present, but it's not required that they be present. So their absence does not prevent consideration of their request. And with that being said, is there a motion to approve the Calaveras request?
Gabe moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Who was that? Was that Judge Reinhart?
Yes.
Yep. Moved and seconded the Calaveras request be approved. Any opposition to that motion? I deem the motion unanimously approved. Thank you, folks, for considering that. And we'll follow up with Calaveras and encourage their presence at future meetings.
I apologize. My microphone was muted. Bao Nguyen from Calaveras here. Thank
you,
everybody.
There you go. Great. We appreciate you being present. Your silence served us well because your request has been unanimously approved. But we do appreciate your presence. I hope you understand that it's always good to be present in case we have questions, but your request was considered and approved. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Moving on to Colusa, these are two amended requests in the amount of $482,000. Is there anybody from Colusa present?
Yeah, Erica Valencia.
Erica, there you are. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. As we consider this request, any questions for Colusa on their two amended requests? Is there anything, Erica, you wanted to add to your request? I mean, you wanted to supplement?
Nothing to add. Just happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And hearing no questions, is there a motion to approve?
Rule moves.
Chris, thank you. Is there a second?
Rogan.
All right, Judge Rogan will give you credit for the second. Moved and seconded that the Colusa requests be approved. Any further discussion or questions for Colusa? And hearing none, is there any opposition to the motion or abstentions to the motion to approve Colusa? Hearing none, I'll deem it as the chair unanimously approved. Thank you. Next to Del Norte. Del Norte has a new request for $311,000. Is there a representative present? And if you're present and speaking, you're muted. All right, I don't believe there's a representative present. And Rose, if at any time I'm mistaken and you see somebody that I missed, just let me know. But that being said, any concerns from committee members about the Del Norte request? And if not, is there a motion to approve?
Chad, sorry, Finky will move. Excuse
Chad,
me.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded the Del Norte request be approved. It's open for discussion. Any additional discussion and any opposition? Hearing none, the Del Norte request is unanimously approved. Mm-hmm. Next, we move to Glenn. Glenn has nine new requests totaling $241,000. Do we have a representative from Glenn present?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Nick Gonzalez.
Nick, good to see you. Thank you so much. And I'm sure Nick would explain the same thing, but for those of you that are new to the committee, this is not unusual to have a significant number of smaller requests from courts. It's up to the court to break up those requests and to present them. So, Nick, is there anything else you wanted to add to my comments?
Yeah, to explain that just a little bit further, we moved into our new facility, renovated and expanded facility last fiscal year. So that's where a lot of these requests have come from. So a lot of stuff that were budget cuts from our facility are a lot of these requests that we're seeing here.
Great. Thanks for that clarification. And with that, is there any more specific questions of Nick about the Glenn requests? And hearing none, is there a motion?
Harrigan moves.
Who was that?
Kevin Harrigan.
Kevin, thanks so much. And is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded that the Glenn request be approved. It's open for consider for discussion. Any discussion or any opposition?
Judge Conklin, I'll abstain on this vote rule.
Okay, Chris, thanks so much. So we'll show one abstention. Otherwise, all other members move to agree to approve the Glenn requests. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you all.
Chris, you have to stay with us because we're continuing on. So thanks so much. And on that note, turning now to Imperial, we have three requests totaling $152,000. These are all new requests. Anybody from Imperial present? And if you are, you're muted.
Judge Conklin, you said three requests. I'm only saying two. Am I missing one?
I'm sorry. It's two new and one amended. I misspoke for 152. Thanks. Doesn't appear there's anybody from Imperial on the call. With that, are there any concerns or opposition to the Imperial requests? Two new, one amended. Hearing no opposition, I'll deem the Imperial requests unanimously approved. Next, we move to King's. King's has a single request, a new request for $1 million, as noted. Is there anybody present from King's?
Yeah, Nakona's here.
There you go. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add to your request? The application's in our materials. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Are there any questions or concerns about the King's request? And if not, I'd invite a motion.
Thank you. It's a motion.
Vicky moves to approve. And Chris, were you seconding?
Landry was.
All right. Very good. I misheard. But show moved and seconded. And any opposition to the King's request? Hearing no opposition, the King's request is likewise unanimously approved. Next, Lake. From Lake, I show there's one new and two amended requests in the total amount of $354,000, if I have that right, Rose. Is there anybody present from Lake? And if you are present, you're muted. All right, doesn't appear to be anybody present from Lake. Any questions or concerns about the Lake request? And if not, is there a motion to approve?
Gabe moves
to approve. Any second?
Harrigan seconds.
Kevin Harrigan seconds. Moved and seconded. Any opposition or discussion? Hearing none, the Lake requests are approved. Thank you. Next, we move to Marin. Two new requests in the amount of $875,000. Is there anybody present from Marin?
Jacqueline Ma is present. Hi.
Very good. Thank you so much. Any questions for Marin about, or is there anything Marin wanted to add to their application?
No.
Great. Any questions or concerns? Is there a motion?
Rule moves.
Chris, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Chad, thank you. Moved and seconded that the Marin request be approved. Any opposition? And with that, Marin, thanks so much for appearing. We do appreciate it. We know it was brief, but it's always nice to have a court present in case there's questions. Your requests are approved.
Thank you.
Moving next to this single request from Mayor Raposa, $102,000. It's a new request. Is Mayor Raposa present?
Yes, Desiree here.
Desiree, thanks so much for joining us. Anything you'd like to add to your application that we haven't already seen?
Just that I appreciate your consideration.
And we appreciate your presence. Thank you. Any questions that any folks have for Desiree? And if not, is there a motion?
Landry makes a motion.
Sean, thank you. Second? I'll do that. I'll make the second. So moved and seconded that the Mariposa request be approved. Any opposition? Desiree, your request, pardon me, is approved. Thanks so much. We appreciate your application. Thank you. We're now moving to Mono. Anybody present?
Good afternoon. Tammy LaFrum was here.
Thank you so much. So there are eight requests, one newer request, and the remaining requests are amended requests for $162,000 total, as I see it. And that considers the amount of the amended requests. Anything, Mono, that you wanted to add to your application that we haven't already seen?
No.
Great. Any questions for Mono about the eight requests? Any opposition to the request? Is there a motion to approve? I guess I should have asked for that first. Sorry, I'm moving too quickly. Is there a motion to approve the request before I ask for opposition?
Gabe moves.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Rogan.
Judge, thanks so much. Moved and seconded now. Now, is there any opposition to the request? And hearing none, I'll deem it unanimously approved. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, Monterey County for $518,000. This is three new and one amended request. Anybody present from Monterey?
Yes, Clayton Ng.
Clayton, thanks so much for your presence. Anything else you want to add to your application that you haven't already told us about?
No, just appreciate the review and consideration.
and we appreciate your presence. Any questions for Monterey, or is there a motion to approve?
Rule moves.
Chris, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Was that Judge Reinhart?
That was Finke.
Ah, that was Chad. Okay. Sorry. Moved and seconded that the Monterey request be approved. Any opposition or abstention? And hearing none, it's unanimously approved. Thanks so much for your presence today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, moving to Nevada. Nevada has three requests. They are all amended requests present in your material. Is anybody from Nevada with us today? Doesn't appear to be. Any concerns about the Nevada request or questions for the committee? And is there a motion?
Landry makes a motion.
Sean, thank you. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Thank you. Moved and seconded that the Nevada three amended requests be approved. Any opposition to that motion? And hearing none, it's approved. Moving now to Orange County. So David needed to go to another meeting, but it looks like Darren, you're joining from Orange.
Yes, Judge.
Thanks so much. So these are six requests. There are three new requests, three amended, totaling $1.6 million. Darren, is there anything you wanted to add to your application that's not already stated?
No, Judge. Just thank you for the consideration. I'm here to answer any questions.
Great. And thanks. We do appreciate that. Any questions for Darren or opposition to the request? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Gabe moves.
Thank you. All second. So moved and seconded that the Orange County requests in that amount stated be approved. Any opposition? None. Orange, your requests are unanimously approved. We're showing, I guess David doesn't need to abstain because he wasn't present to vote. So he's now no longer on the meeting. If in chance, by chance, Rose, technically you need it, let's just show Mr. Yamasaki was abstaining from that vote.
Noted.
Thank you. Next, moving to Placer for $410,000. Anybody present from Placer? Apparently not. Any questions from committee members about the 400? It's one amended request. And if not, is there a motion to approve? Thanks, Chris. And then Kevin, we'll show you're a second on that. So moved and seconded that the Placer request be approved. Now that it's open, any opposition? Hearing none, the Placer requests as noted are approved. Moving next to Riverside, two amended requests in the amount of $30,000. Is Riverside present today?
Yes, Colin Simpson from Riverside.
Great. Thanks so much. Any questions for Riverside about either of the two requests from committee members? Colin, it's very good to see you. Go Dodgers is all I have to say.
Well, I must say that being from Wisconsin, I have to say go Brewers.
Sorry for a little bit of editorializing, but we appreciate it. So now that it's been open for discussion, is there a motion to approve the two Riverside requests?
Finke moves.
I think I heard Roll and Finke at the same time. All Rule from the bench that the first comment came in from Rule and then Chad seconded. So moved and seconded. Any opposition to Riverside's requests? Hearing none. Magic, thanks so much for your presence. We appreciate it today. It's approved.
Thank you for your time and consideration. I appreciate it.
Good to see you again. Moving next to Sacramento, who I see has already joined us. And who's present from Sacramento?
This is Letitia Eibel, the CFO.
Thank you so much for your presence today. This is one amended request, as noted in your materials. Any questions for Sacramento on their single amended request? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve the Sacramento request?
Landry makes a motion.
Sean, thank you. Is there a second? Come on, Rogan. Chad. Oh, no, Rogan. Okay. I'll give Rogan the second. So moved and seconded that Sacramento's request be approved. Any opposition to that? And hearing none, it's Sacramento. Thanks so much for your presence. We do appreciate it. Your request is approved.
Thank you.
So next is San Benito. This is a new and an amended request totaling $154,000. Is there anybody from San Benito present?
Yeah, good afternoon, Judge Conklin. This is Tim Newman for San Benito.
Tim, thanks so much for joining us today. Anything you'd like to add that we have not already seen in your application?
No, I don't believe so, other than just to thank the committee for considering the request.
Great. And we thank you for being with us today. Is there any concerns or is there a motion to approve?
Harrigan will move.
All right. So Chris is now moved to approve. Is there a second?
Gabe, second.
Moved and seconded that the San Benito request be approved. Now that it's open, any opposition or further discussion? Hearing no opposition, Tim, thanks so much for your presence today. Your requests are approved. Thanks.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it.
We're getting there, folks. Next, San Bernardino, two requests, one new, one amended in the amount of $5.2 million. Is there anybody from San Bernardino present?
Good afternoon. Yes, Kurt Fair.
Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate that. Is there anything you'd like to add to your applications that we have not already seen?
Just wanted to clarify that it's actually two new requests. It's none. There is no amendments.
Okay, I'm sorry. So these are two new requests. Thanks for clarifying that. Any questions for San Bernardino on the requests?
Just want to note Rogan's abstaining.
All right, we'll show Judge Rogan's abstaining. With that abstention, is there a motion to approve? I'll make the motion. So I move to approve. Is there a second?
Gabe, seconds.
Moved and seconded that San Bernardino request be approved. Any opposition besides Judge Rogan's abstention? Hearing none, so I'll deem it unanimously approved with the one abstention from Judge Rogan. Thank you so much, and thanks for your presence. We appreciate it, Kurt.
Thank you.
And Judge Rogan, too, but you're staying for the rest of the meeting. All right, next, San Joaquin. These are three. Show that's one new and two amended requests totaling $8.7 million. Do we have anybody from San Joaquin present?
Stephanie Bohr from San Joaquin. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Stephanie. Thank you for your patience with us today. You're towards the end of the list. Is there anything you wanted to add to your requests not already stated?
No, I don't think so. I just want to thank the committee for their time and consideration.
And for yours as well. Thank you. Any questions for San Joaquin before I invite a motion? And is there a motion to approve?
Landry makes a motion.
Sean, thank you. Is there a second?
Rule, second.
Chris, thank you. Moved and seconded that the San Joaquin three requests be approved. Any opposition?
It's actually four. Oh, but
Rose, I'm going to call you in on this. So I show a new for 5.8 and then two amendments. Am I missing one, or I just want to make sure we're consistent on this?
Let me check.
So Stephanie,
I think our generator actually is closing and we're surrendering and transferring to our shelled courtroom. So maybe that's why there's only the two.
Okay. So it's a total of one new request and two amended.
Yeah.
Okay. If for some reason, Stephanie, I'm going to show that we've approved one new and two amended.
Okay.
But I'm going to motion to amend. So I'm going to show that as the chair, if there's an administrative mistake, get back in touch with us. Worst case scenario, we'll open this up briefly for an email vote if we need to, because I just want to make sure we covered them all. But so now we're approving one new, two amendments. And Rose, okay. That's what you show?
That's what I show.
Great. And that's been voted on and approved. So Stephanie, thanks so much for that clarification.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a good day.
You too. Next is SLO San Luis Obispo for $153,000 for a new request. Is SLO present with us?
Yes, Jeff O'Quest.
Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff, anything you wanted to add to your application not already stated?
No, just thanks to everyone for your time.
Appreciate it. And we appreciate your application. Before I call for a vote, any questions? And is there a motion to approve the SLO request?
Thank you.
Chad, thanks. A second?
Gabe, seconds.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to the SLO request? Hearing none, I'll deem it unanimously approved. Jeff, thanks so much for your presence today. Your request is approved.
Thanks, Judge. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Likewise, San Mateo has a single request. It's an amended request for $65,000. Is San Mateo present with us today? And if you are, you're muted. Ashley, are you saying you're present or not? I see you speaking. So for some reason, Ashley, you're not coming through. Are you with us today from San Mateo? If so, just raise your hand. I just want to give you credit for being here. Well, it looks like she's trying. So I'm going to just call. Are there any concerns from the committee? And if not, I'm going to invite a motion to approve.
Rule moves.
Chris, thank you. Is there a second?
Dave, seconds.
Moved and second. And thank you so much for your physical presence. We know you tried, but apparently if you had any concerns, you would have let us. You could have always texted those in. It's been moved and seconded. Any opposition to San Mateo's request? Thanks so much. Your request is unanimously approved. We appreciate it. And we appreciate the thumbs up. Nice touch. Thanks. At least we now know you got the message. So thank you very much. Turning now to Sierra. This is a single new request for $14,000 as stated. Is Sierra present?
Yes. Hi, this is Ann Mendez from Sierra.
Good afternoon, Ann. Thanks so much for joining us. Ann, is there anything you wanted to add to your application not already stated?
I actually had a question. It may have been my fault with the new application process, but my application also requested unspent monies from two past fiscal year requests for funds held. And I noticed that the amount of this application is only for 23-24 monies, not past 22-23 and 21-22 monies that I basically, you know, we sort of let go. We didn't spend the money, but there was on the application, there was a section where it asked if you wanted to request monies that were previously given WBS numbers, but you didn't spend all of those funds. Maybe
Rose, you can assist us. We have changed the methodology for amended requests. I'm not sure if that's what your concern or question is. You can't just roll it over and say, we're just keeping going, and we have to have some information to amend it. Rose, do you show anything in the application for amended requests?
No, I show one new request for Sierra Court.
Yeah, so in that request, when I was filling it out, I sent an email and asked, there's a section there that I believe it asks about if you have funds that were held in previous years that may have been surrendered, if you would like them back. And so that's where I listed two O numbers that were different funds held requests from previous years that were not amended requests, but just requests that have basically timed out.
And we can work with you offline to fine-tune the details.
Okay.
So
okay.
If there's a need for a supplemental vote, then we'll do the same thing we did to the previous court, even though we resolved that. If necessary, we can always send out an action by email request. And Anne, I appreciate this new application is not without its glitches, even though I think it's much better than before. So if this is a problem that can't be resolved administratively, then we do have the ability to ask the committee members to consider an action by email. So, I guess right now, and I see that Fran is lit and Zlatko as well, if you have anything you want to add, is right now, I think to be technically correct, we're approving the request for $14,000.
Correct. Approving what's on the agenda. And then, Anne, our team will work with you offline, determine if we need any subsequent action.
Okay, perfect. This is
probably a real good example of why we ask courts to be present, because I know while most of these has been routine, this is another reason why the court present, we can address these. So I'm going to call for a vote to a motion to approve the $14,000 as stated, with the caveat that we're allowing the court to continue to work with budget services to resolve their other issues. Is there a motion to approve that?
Rogan.
Judge, thanks so much. Is there a second?
Rule, second.
Chris, thank you. Moved and seconded with that caveat that the $14,000 request from Sierra be approved. Any opposition? All right, it's approved. Anne, and again, I know you know this, but Rose and her team and everybody else, They're very efficient and very responsive. So they'll continue to work with you. If there's any concerns, I can get in the loop too, but I'm sure we can get this resolved.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And thanks for being present. Next is Stanislaus. This is three requests, two new, one amended for $1.3 million. Is Stanislaus present? If you are, you're muted. Don't hear anybody and don't see anybody. Any concerns or questions from the committee about the three requests? And if not, I'd invite a motion to approve.
Pinky will move.
Chad, thank you.
Rule second.
Chris, thank you so much for your second. Moved and seconded that Stanislaus' request for 1.3 be approved. Any opposition to that pending motion? And hearing no opposition or abstention, I'll deem it unanimously approved. Thank you very much for those for that request, even though you weren't present. We appreciate the application. Next, Sutter for $407,000. Is there anybody present from Sutter?
Yes, sir. AJ Guzman on behalf of Sutter.
AJ, thanks so much for your presence today. Is there anything you wanted to add to the single new and two amended requests not already in your applications?
No, sir. Thank you for your consideration and happy to answer any questions.
Of course, and we appreciate that. Any questions for Sutter, or is there a motion to approve?
Almost.
Chris, thanks so much. And I'll step up and do the second. So I'll second the motion here. Any opposition? Hearing none. AJ and Sutter, your requests are approved. Thanks so much for your presence today.
Thank you very much.
Tehama, one amended request for $324,000. Is Tehama present?
Hi, Judge. Kevin Harrigan here. I'll be recusing myself on this, but happy to answer any questions.
Great, Kevin. So you're serving a dual purpose. So you're here now on behalf of your court, recusing on behalf of FPS. Any questions for Kevin about the request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Gabe moves.
Is there a second?
Rule second.
Rule seconded, though I thought I heard somebody else try, but I'll give credit there. Moved and seconded that the Tehama request be approved. Any opposition beyond Kevin's abstention? Hearing none, I deem it unanimously approved with the abstention from Kevin. Thanks, and Kevin, you're back into the meeting. And we're there. We're almost there, folks. We have one more request. This is from Ventura, an amended request. It looks like it's for $6,000. Anybody from Ventura present? Doesn't appear to be. Any questions or concerns about the committee from the amended request for Ventura? And if not, is there a motion?
Landry will make the last motion of the day.
Sean, thanks so much. Is there a second, a last second?
Peggy.
Good call. All right. Excellent. Moved and seconded that the Ventura amended request be approved. It's open. Any opposition? And hearing none approved. So, Rose, I think I've worked through the very efficient chart that you gave me. Have I missed any requests? And is there any court present who submitted a request that we have not considered? All right. I appreciate it.
Judge Conklin? Uh-huh. I believe we have Old Funds held in Mahoff, but I don't think we spoke to public comment earlier.
Oh, I guess I should have done that. But there was no public comment, was there?
No, Judge.
Great. All right. Well, I'll end the meeting. Sorry, noting that there was no public comment for the meeting. I appreciate everybody's understanding and patience. I know sometimes I'm a little bit moving too quickly through the agenda, but I wanted to get us done in the hour. I think we've accomplished that task. Again, welcome to those new members. Thanks so much. And for all the work that was put in by the courts, again, especially just perhaps editorializing a little bit, but with a 3% staying, apparently at 3%, these are very important requests for the courts. And I'm glad we're able to consider them. We will reach out and once again emphasize for our next meeting that even though these appear to be routine requests, we appreciate courts being present at our meeting. I think we just saw a good example of that for a court who perhaps their request was a little bit different than what they anticipated. So we'll remind courts how important it is to be present. But with that, you were all present. I think we had everybody joining us today. We truly appreciate that. Any comments at all before we adjourn? Rose, do we have, because this has now just turned into an annual meeting, hasn't it?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. So believe it or not, appreciate it. You guys have done your work. So thanks so much for that. It's always good to see everybody, but you're not clearly not off the hook because we have tomorrow at the wonderful hour of 8 a.m. our tick back agenda. I'm going to try to be efficient and thorough. If you care, I think we can get through that agenda before 9 o'clock. And since we have the educational meeting scheduled after the open meeting, we don't have to worry about waiting to start the educational session. So just, I know you're busy on Fridays. I'm going to do our best to get through the agenda. As soon as we get through the open agenda, we'll go right into the closed agenda. And we've blocked out 2 hours. We'll take every minute that we need, but I'm relatively optimistic we'll have you on your way before 10 o'clock. But with that being said, I'll give you an extra 20 minutes of your day to eat lunch. And I thank everybody for their presence today. Anything else, Rose?
Nope, that's everything. Perfect.
Appreciate everybody. And it's especially important. I'll say it as I always do. Go Dodgers, I think. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.